Welcome back to the Add to My Playlist podcast. My name is Dave. I live in Canada, and one of our exports to the musical world is one Bryan Adams. And there's a lot of people who claim him as their own, but he got his start here in Canada. Yay, Canada! And there's two songs I want to share with you from Bryan. He has a bajillion songs, so I might have to do many episodes on Bryan because as a guitar player, this is my go-to guitar sound, and I'm going to share with you everything I do. I Do It For You from 1991 and from 1983, Cuts Like a Knife. So hopefully no one will get hurt by this episode, but we're going to jump into Bryan Adams here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. So if you are under a rock somewhere and you don't know who Bryan Adams is, Bryan was born November 5th, 1959, 10 years before me, and he's a Canadian singer, guitarist, songwriter, record producer, and photographer. Did you know that? Amazing photographer. He has been cited as one of the best-selling music artists of all time and has estimated to have sold between 75 million and more than 100 million records and singles worldwide. Bryan joined his first band at the age of 15, and at age 20, his debut album released. He rose to fame in North America with an 1983 top 10 album, Cuts Like a Knife, featuring its title track and ballad, Straight from the Heart. Now, I know a gentleman and his father worked in radio in Canada when Bryan was a young kid, and Bryan would go record station to record station handing out singles that he recorded and distributed himself, knocking on doors and asking people to play them. And my friend was able to open this box and show me the albums that Bryan had brought to the record station that now his father had passed to him, and he has them. And you can see these crude creations that Bryan handed out one by one to get his music on the radio. Okay, so if you're a new artist out there thinking that it's just record it and money's going to fall from the heavens, you know, there's something to be said about going out and creating a buzz around your music like Bryan did when he first started back when he was 15, 16, 17 years old. He just made it happen, and that's why he's having such great success, because he's a great songwriter and musician. There's so much to love about Bryan's music. And love sharing him with you here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. I was reading a little bit more about the guitar side of Bryan and his story, and he said he bought his first guitar at the age of 12. And then he said that he went and bought an imitation Les Paul at a five and dime store in Ottawa, Canada, back in 1971. Adams recalled that before that, I had an imitation Strat, which I bought in Reading, England in 1970, but the most iconic guitar, I think, associated with Bryan and his band is the Fender Stratocaster. And there's so many great songs. Can't Stop This Thing We Started. The video for that is amazing because they ride this huge Fender Strat. It's probably one of my favorite music videos that Bryan's ever done. But yeah, he's associated mostly with Fender Strats now. And as a Strat owner, I mine is from the early 80s, and I love my Strat. You won't take that from me. It's my guitar. And I love hearing that sound. It's iconic. You can tell a Fender Strat, as soon as you pluck that first chord or hit that first note, you know exactly what kind of guitar that is. So let's start with Cuts Like a Knife. It came out in 1983. The song was written by Bryan Adams and songwriter Jim Vallance. Became the highest charting song from the album of the same title and has become one of his most popular songs, appearing on almost all of Adams' compilation albums. In 1988 interview with Canada's Georgia Strait newspaper, Adams reveals that the chorus for this song came about when he was jamming on the guitar and singing It Cuts Like a Knife over and over again. Vallance started chiming in with, "But it feels so right," Vallance pointed out, in deciding to go with a simple Na 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 backing chorus, he was intentionally evoking songs like the Beatles' Hey Jude and Steam's Na 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 Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye, and Journey's Love and Touch and Squeezin'. So that's that kind of pad of vocals in behind there. And obviously a huge hit when it's played live and the crowd can be involved in singing this. I love this song. It is Cuts Like a Knife. Bryan Adams here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Go ahead and add this to your playlist and support a great Canadian artist here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Okay, so I know you're not a musician.
I got it. Okay.
What if you're just a music lover? Yes, perfect. You're the perfect person to come on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Share with us your favorite breakup song, your summertime, put the convertible top down song, maybe your wedding song. What was your first dance? Oh, come on. All romantic. Come on, the Add to My Playlist podcast, and share your favorite song and the story behind it. We would love to have you. Yes, you. You love music. Come on the Add to My Playlist podcast today. So that was Cuts Like a Knife, Bryan Adams, here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. We're going to jump over now to another song that I love, based on a movie. Everything I Do It For You, back in 1991. Where were you in 1991? Were you even here? Yeah. And I love this song. It was featured in Kevin Costner's movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, where it plays over the end credits. And it was written to order for the movie. Bryan used a line in the movie that was said, "I do it for you," as the basis for the song. And he basically wrote the song in about an hour. Okay, that's a good use of an hour, I would think. There are no specific references to Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves in the lyric. The song quickly became disassociated from the film and far more popular. And the song finds Adams pouring out devotion for a girl, letting her know that their love is worth dying for. He knows if she looks into her heart, oh, she will know it's true. In the wrong hands, this would be a terribly cheesy, but Adams can deliver the sentiment with total conviction, even though it was written for a movie. Adams said that initially the song didn't meet with Hollywood approval, as the film company wanted the song to have instrumentation in line with the film's era, lutes, mandolins, and all that kind of stuff. The film company relented, but still buried the song midway through the credits, apparently unaware of the huge hit that they had on their hands. A longer version of this song was used on the B-side to Adams' next single, Can't Stop This Thing We Started. This brought Adams a huge adult contemporary audience, but alienated many fans of his rock music. He continued to record dramatic ballads for romantic movies. In 1993, he sang All for Love with Rod Stewart and Sting. That was great for the Three Musketeers. In 1995, he recorded Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman for Don Juan DeMarco. This song went number one in 30 countries. It also won a Grammy for Best Song Written Specifically for a Motion Picture or for Television in 1982. Some of the hits that Mutt Lange produced before lending his talents to this track include Back in Black for AC/DC, Photograph for Def Leppard, and he also did a lot with Shania Twain. Bryan Adams told Song Facts about working with Lange, "Mutt is great to work with because he is committed to making sure the songs have the best of everything before they go out into the world. We've had 3 number one records together in many good times. Matt is a true friend." So this is another Bryan Adams classic for you. Everything I do it for you. Bryan Adams here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Go ahead and hit that little button. Add this to your playlist and enjoy another great Canadian export, Bryan Adams, here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Dave from the podcast. Just jumping on quick to tell you about truemediasolutions.ca. What is truemediasolutions.ca, you're asking? Well, truemediasolutions.ca is the umbrella that is over all the different podcasts that we do here for you. We have several different podcasts. So if you go to truemediasolutions.ca, take a look and you'll find all of the different podcasts that my wife Jennifer or myself do, either separately or together. Check us out. Find out more about the podcast that we're doing by going to truemediasolutions.ca. We'll meet you over there. See you soon. Okay, so two songs for you from Bryan Adams. Everything I do it for you, which you've just heard. And Cuts Like a Knife here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I would love to hear about the songs that you love. And I would love for you to reach out and let me know through the website, links in the show notes, and leave me a voice message. And I'd love to include your voice right here on the podcast. Would that be great? You could be on this show and everyone could hear your voice and your song recommendations. Leave me a message. Tell me the song you love, why you love it, and we'll put your song into the podcast. What about that? I would like to do a fan favorite episode. And I'd love to hear from you on the song that means something to you. And we'll have links within Spotify so you can hear the song. And for those outside of Spotify, definitely go to our YouTube links in the show notes and you can see and hear the songs that we're talking about here on the podcast. Thank you for listening and following along. And instead of just talking about music, let's play the song here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, just jumping on here quick. This is the Add to My Playlist podcast. My name is Dave. If you go to our website, truemediasolutions.ca/Add to My Playlist, you can now leave us a voicemail and we'll put you on the podcast. Yes, you can be on the podcast. We would love to have you on. Leave us a message when you go there. This is what it sounds like. I recorded one. I'm going to insert it right here so you can hear what it sounds like. Leave us a message. Tell us what your favorite episode was. Who else should we talk about on the podcast? Who should we have as a guest? You tell us. Your voice on our podcast. I love this. Here we go. This is what it sounds like. So I'm over here on truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. I'm on the website for the Add to My Playlist podcast. I see a great video looking for guests. I see all kinds of great stuff here about the Add to My Playlist podcast. And then there's this button. It says, leave us a message. We want to hear from you. A podcast that wants to hear from its listeners? OMG. Yes, you can go to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. And you can click the link and record a message, which we will include in our podcast. Do you want to hear your voice in the podcast? Leave us a comment. Leave us a suggestion. Hey, if you have a song that you want to hear featured on the Add to My Playlist podcast, record it right here on the website. We'll use you in the episode and we'll give you full credit. Go to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist, hit the button, record a message, and we'll put you on the podcast. Thanks for listening to the Add to My Playlist podcast. So head over to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. Leave us a voicemail. Very simple. Come on, don't wait. We want to hear from you. Thanks.